Nevertheless, they have rendered all coming generations one service of the greatest possible value. They gave us our alphabet. The Phoenicians had been familiar with the art of writing, invented by the Sumerians, but they regarded these pothooks as a clumsy waste of time. They were practical businessmen, and could not spend hours engraving two or three letters. They set to work and invented a new system of writing, which was greatly superior to the old one. They borrowed a few pictures from the Egyptians, and they simplified a number of the wedge-shaped figures of the Sumerians. They sacrificed the pretty looks of the older system for the advantage of speed, and they reduced the thousands of different images to a short and handy alphabet of 22 letters. In due course of time, this alphabet traveled across the Aegean Sea and entered Greece. The Greeks added a few letters of their own and carried the improved system to Italy. The Romans modified the figure somewhat, and in turn taught them to the wild barbarians of Western Europe. Those wild barbarians were our own ancestors, and that is the reason why this book is written in characters that are of Phoenician origin, and not in the hieroglyphics of the Egyptians, or in the nail script of the Sumerians.